clock.
From Atlanta.
Well, good morning, Minister Kathy from Atlanta. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Again, we're so excited and grateful for each and every one of you who have joined us this wonderful Wednesday morning as we celebrate Jesus and all he's doing in our lives. We're going to go out to Chicago this morning and ask our prayer general, Miss Amber, to open us up in a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
All right. We're going to go to the throne room and set the atmosphere. Heavenly Father, though the Lord, your mercies are new and we are not consumed, your compassion fails not. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your mercies are new every morning, God, and great is your faithfulness unto us, God. And God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done and watching over us in the night hours, your blood covering, God, and your angels encamp around about us. And God, we are so thankful and grateful unto you. We can't thank you enough, Father. And God, we repent of anything, word, thought, or deed, even over the night seasons that we have done. And we submit ourselves to the presence of the Holy Ghost. And God, we thank you that the atmosphere is being shifted right now in the name of Jesus. God, we talk to the elements, the north, south, east, and west, Father God, that it would line up accordingly, God. And God, we know that the first fruits of the morning is holy, so therefore the entire day will be holy. God, we decree and declare that your presence and even your Shekinah glory will come upon, Father God, this master's call on today. God, we bind the hand of the enemy, God, and come against him and every trap, pit, plan, and maneuver that try to come against this telephone line, these frequencies, Lord. Father God, anything that concerns the master's call, God. We thank you, Father God, for the women of God, Father God, the visionary, Father God, that you have set, Father God, in this time, Father God, to bring forth this master call, Father God. And God, we ask you to bless them, strengthen them, and use them for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for the Diaz de Leon family and, Father God, the artist family. And even for those who are not a part of artists, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing them as well. Now, God, we decree, Father God, that the woman of God, Father God, will go forth with your word, with prophetic utterance, Father God, and let rivers of living water flow. God, give us this day our daily bread, that rhema word that comes straight from the throne room, Father God, here on earth. And God, we thank you for your manifest presence and your manifestations as never before. God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are already open and the angels are ascending and descending on the behalf of your people to meet every need. God, you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you. We submit ourselves to the presence and the Spirit of God in Jesus' name by the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for clearing the heavens as you so strategically do each and every morning, commanding our morning and aligning the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth freely. We have just a few announcements this morning. We always want to encourage and invite each and every one of you to visit our website. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will find our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, where we would love to hear from you. We welcome you to email us your prayer requests, your praise reports, suggestions, things that are on your heart. This is a family, the Master's Call family, and Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself are just honored to serve you and to, as we facilitate in bringing the people of God together. We want to always hear from you, and we love to hear your praise reports. We get so many prayer requests, but we love to hear what God is doing. So don't forget to take out time. I love how Sister Bobby is just so faithful and always letting us know when we pray how God answers prayer. But so many of you all, we know that God is moving. So please email us your prayer requests and your praise reports again at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And also you'll find there a list of all the messages. You can just click on the link at your time, at your leisure. I always say when our day sometimes is being a little challenged, go on and take a little word break, a little praise break with the word, and go to the website and just an archive of all of our messages can be found there. And just listen and be blessed at what God is doing in the land. And also encouraging you to visit your artist's website. In the back office, there is so many exciting promotions. Man, as Dr. PK has been saying, and I tell you every time I go and look at it, our company is giving away a car a month for the rest of the year. That is absolutely awesome. And there's so many other promotions going. We were so excited here in Dallas yesterday to have our founder, Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon, as we dedicated our training center. And he is right there in the midst of all of us, encouraging us. And our ATC training, we will all be in Houston this coming Saturday at the Holiday Inn. And we're inviting you, we must register in advance, to go to www.ATC for Artist Training Course, ATCHouston.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com, to purchase your tickets. And we're calling everybody in from the north, south, east, and west to meet us at the Holiday Inn right by the Reliant Stadium for our ATC training on this Saturday, April 16th. So we want to go on and get the man of God up for the word of God. Let me see if I don't see him on the board yet. Our speaker, Pastor Brown, are you on the line? Dr. PK, if you could give him a call and see if everything is okay. If not, we all got a word in our belly, we can keep going. But I don't see him on the board yet. So if you could please call him and make sure we're okay. But in the meantime, again, we are covering your prayer requests. We're encouraging each and every one of you to send in your prayer requests. Let us know what God is doing. I think Gwen is going to be, Evangelist Gwen, is going to give us a quick testimony of what happened yesterday. Many of you were on the line when we asked for your prayers for Apostle Cliff Turner and her church with a court appearance that they were doing. If you could hit *6, Evangelist Gwen, and give us just a brief testimony, because it's so powerful, of what God did for your ministry yesterday.
Can you hear me, Dr.?
There she is. I can hear you loud and clear, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to all of my artist family. I do cover it and thank God for all of your prayers and the outstanding victory that the kingdom of God received on yesterday. Truly a blow to the enemy's camp, and I want to just thank you all for immediately Dr. PK just getting, I called her early, sent that over, and we immediately saw the hand of God move in the court. It was just awesome to sit there and witness two kingdoms fighting for the prize. And we win, saints. That's all I want to say. Whatever we're going through, the book already say that we win. No weapon formed against the church of God will prosper. There, we have 13 sister churches under our covering. This is our newest church in the Chicago area. It's in the suburb of Bowling Brook. We're not too far from Smoky North, Norfolk's church. And we actually had a zoning issue that came up, and lo and behold, it was exposed right in the court. God just turned the heart of the judge. We just saw prayer work and everything that the enemy would just try to come so aggressively with. He had a man of God who was the attorney, and I'm telling you, he just advanced, and the church will be open on this Friday for service as we prepare for inspection. My prayer to each of you, if you would continue to stand with us, that now this village has to come in and inspect. Our church has already put up $40,000 in repairs and all of the things we had done in the building. And the mayor had, you know, we pray that God would turn his heart, you know, no diabolical or wickedness shall prevail against the kingdom. We pray for his salvation. He had said he was not going to have another church to be erected. And we know that's not the will of God concerning this day and hour that we live in, that the gospel must go forth. So the doors of the church will be open this Resurrection Sunday. And I tell you, we just went up in so much victory, so much power just to see God's hand move. We give the praise to nobody but God. We felt the prayers. We felt the prayers, saints. I tell you, the prayer truly does change things. I can't go into all that happened. It was just so awesome just to see God give him wisdom, the tongue of the learned. We just have to be ready because it's an hour where the enemy is truly advancing against anything. But we know that God is in charge. I don't care what it looks like. We do win, and I thank God that many were added to the church even on last night because of that victory. We had a press release go out. It had got some attention. And, I mean, we went into evangelism as we were walking back to our cars, transportation. And on last night's service, because of the media attention, we had a lot of unsaved people who actually saw God's hand move, and we put it out there. And just to see the souls that come into the kingdom, we're looking for those people to be evangelized in the house of God, and that the kingdom would advance and the devil would be horrified because we do know who we are in Christ Jesus. And I thank you all so much. Even now, I'm just rejoicing because I know we still have much to go, but stand with us as we know we will get the final victory over this situation. Thank you, and God bless you for giving me this time to share.
And amen, amen. What a powerful testimony. I tell you, I was truly praying because I get a righteous anger when folks come against the Church of God. And as Evangelist Beatty just told us, I mean, how can a mayor just decide he doesn't want any more churches in an area? And when the people of God come together and understand the power of prayer, you hear for yourself how God will come before us and be our defender. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that powerful, powerful testimony, reminding us that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and he still does move and reign and rule in our lives. Well, we're going to have a few more testimonies that we know will bless your hearts this morning. I'm going to go all the way out to Miss Tiffany in California for her to give us her testimony. Well, we had been praying for her about a vehicle, about a car. And Miss Tiffany, I just unmuted you. If you can share with us what God has done for you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Very good. Good morning to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my master's morning call family. I thank God and I praise God. I give him all the glory and honor this morning because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we have no reason to complain, but the Bible says to rejoice and to be glad. So I am excited about Jesus. I had been going since last year through difficulty with my transportation. My car kept on breaking down, even through the ATC trainings. It was hard for me to get to where I needed to get to. You know, just one thing after another, having put a whole lot of money into the car between last September and actually up to March, funds after funds after funds, and still to hear that, you know, the car is still not running, it's going to require additional funds to be put into the car. And I said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm saying this in my flesh, I can't do this anymore, you know. So I said, Lord, I'm going to give this car situation to you. I know that you know what I need to do. I want to follow your will, and I know that in your will it requires me to move to and fro with transportation. Me and my son were taking the bus from Santa Monica, California, all the way to Inglewood, California. We were back and forth on the bus, you know, for hours at night. Sometimes we didn't get home until midnight. My son is 13 years old. He's an athlete. He plays basketball and he does golf. So to make sure that he was where he needed to be, I was on the bus to and from work. And I started to get tired, but in my tiredness, I said, Lord, I know you knew I was going to be here on this bus stop at this time on this day, so I'm going to trust you because, see, you're trying to show me something. You're trying to let me know that this is not about me, but it's about you. And in those journeys that I had on the bus, I was able to minister to some people who didn't know about Jesus. I was able to talk to some people about their health and their wellness. I was just able to offer a smile to some people who had frowns on their face. But see, in the midst of it all, and then by coming together every morning with me waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning here in California and seeking God first, he has started to transition some things in my life. Now, I put a prayer request out for transportation. And lo and behold, here comes God. So I go to a car auction with an angel that God sent my way who knew about a car auction I had no clue about. We go, and I go, and at the first car I see, I said, that car is mine. I get in the car. At the auction, you only can start up the car. So I started up the car. I listened to it. I was already given instructions. Open up the hood. Take out the oil cap. Check the oil, make sure there's no gook in the engine. They said check the tailpipe, make sure the windows, if they're electric, go up and down. Make sure the heater comes on, make sure the air comes on, make sure the radio works, rev up the engine. I did everything that I was instructed to do. Now, let me tell you something about instruction and obedience and being submissive. See, before it was about Tiffany's agenda, and because Tiffany thought, okay, I know everything, I'm going to do things my way, it blocked a whole lot of blessings that God had for me. So I had to move Tiffany aside and deny myself and listen to the instructions that were given to me in order for things to work the way that God would have them to work. I did everything that they said do, and by the end of that auction, I walked out of that auction with a 2003 brand new Acura TL. Now, that is only the grace of God. So I praise God and I thank God because, see, now I don't have a car note. Now I have reliable transportation. I went from driving a 1983 car to a 2003 car that has my initials on it, an Acura TL, meaning Tiffany Lauderdale. See? So God is good, and I thank him, and there is nothing that God can't do. But all we have to do is obey him, submit to him, and allow his will to be done in our lives. And truly, he will show you just how much he loves us. And he doesn't have to give us material things to show his love, but just the fact that we all woke up this morning with our minds stayed on him. He said that he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could think or ask. I didn't think that I was going to get a car. I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll get a 1990 in my mind. But see, God has something else for me. So all I can say this morning to each of you, whatever you're going through, give it to God. Let God take you higher. People can't take you higher. People will try to bring you down. But God loves us, and he will take you higher and higher in him. There's a little song that I keep in my heart, and it says this. I want to go higher. 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 I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I'm longing for your touch. I wanna go higher. So I leave you with this. Allow God to take you higher, to higher heights, to higher elevation, to soar with the eagles. And I love each of you. Have a blessed day. I love you.
Amen, little evangelist. Praise God for that word. We thank you for that testimony and that little mini message. I tell you, that encourages someone, because there are many on this line this morning who've been standing in the gap, believing God for something, praying, and praying with persistence, but have not seen the manifestation. And the purpose of testimonies is to say that we have a test and we've passed it and we've conquered it, and we are watching God do what he said he would do. Well, we have another powerful testimony from someone so near and dear to all of our hearts. I love it, Dr. J says, she just celebrated her 62 chapters of her life. And so I'm going to ask at this time, because if you've never heard of this testimony, it's all worth it. And I love how God does stuff even when we don't understand. I'm going to ask from Houston, Texas, from the north side of town, our very own Martha Marie Preston to come and minister to our hearts for a minute. Marie, the line is yours. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, good morning. I tell all this family, I taught yesterday at the warehouse, and that my son has been cutting up this morning on me, and I didn't do a shout out this morning, but I was on the line. I'm here. I want to say that, my mother had a birthday. My mother had a birthday, her 86th birthday, April the 1st. Her birthday was April the 1st. Mine was April the 9th. I thank God for that. But when I got on the phone that morning, I shouted out that my mother, we was going to get her and take her out for her birthday, and she hadn't been sick or anything like that. And in her 86 years, she's just been a woman of God that just been running around taking care of this whole family. She drives all over this country and go where she want to go when she get ready. And when we went to get her, she was sick. She couldn't hardly breathe. She was really trying to fake it with us that I'm okay, but she really wasn't okay. So my nephew, he said, listen, let's take her to the hospital right now. So we got her up, and my sister said, I got a doctor on the street. Let's not go that far. And we got her to the doctor, and we all were there. So we went to the doctor with her and took her to the doctor. And he said, she's having a heart attack, or what's wrong? He said, no, but they got through checking her heart and got through checking her. They found out she had bronchitis, that she was suffering with that. She had been up all night for a couple of nights with her sister's daughter, who had a brain hemorrhage, and she runs to the hospital and she stayed all night with them. So it was like that. I guess that cold in the hospital got her sick. So he gave us some medication, make a long story short, and we took her back home. So everybody was just right there at my sister's house with her. So I said, wait a minute, let me get some Lviv. I really got the bottle of Lviv, and went, and I said, listen, give me two bottles. I went and got two out of my car, and I went and I got up in the bed with her, and she couldn't hardly breathe, but every time she would wake up, I would take a cup of that Lviv, and I would get her to drink it. At first she was real nauseous, and she was throwing up a little bit, but I kept putting it in her, and I laid down in the bed with my mother. I said, I'm not going home. I'm going to stay right here. I got up in the middle of the bed with my mother. My niece kept coming in trying to give her breathing treatment, and I tell you what, after 2 days, on that third day, she just cleared all the way up. It was like she had never been sick. I thank God for her. She is doing fine now. She's doing great. But it just show you what God would do in the power of prayer. I told everybody about it. People went into prayer for my mother. And now it's like it never was. My mother is doing fine. She's doing great. She's back up and at it. And she got the Lviv with her every day. I told her, don't you be caught. But I show Lviv everywhere you go, you take it with you. So now she can't ball around in her car with her when she leaves home. She keep it when she go to her sister's house. She got Lviv with her. She said, I'm going to take it with me, baby, everywhere I go. So I thank God for the artist Lviv and what our products would do. I know they work for me. I'm just having a sinus attack this morning. but I'm still taking mine too. So I want to say to my artist family, I love you guys out there, and I appreciate y'all, and I appreciate y'all prayers. And Dr. J, if you're on the phone, sister, I know you was holding it down for us North sisters this morning. I thank you. We love you. Back to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, woman of God. I tell you, the power of prayer and the power of that natural Aviv in our body.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate
yes, ma'am.
You. Well, now the co-host of our call, she's going to come forward now, Dr. PK. The floor is yours. Do I need to unmute her? Just star six. That's all right, y'all. We're going to be fine this morning. Dr. PK, you're on the phone.
Yes, sir.
We got
can you hear
you.
You know how I am with both of these phones trying to do stuff. Good morning, Master Call listeners. I'm just so, so excited about hearing from you and hearing all of these powerful testimonies. And some of you have given me testimonies off the air, and I think that they are powerful. If Gail Mathis is on the line, I would like for you to give a testimony on the persistence of just continuing to get the word out there, and how people are actually coming in this business and how it's progressing. And Pastor Jay, if you are there, I'd like for you to testify this morning about how God has just truly blessed you as well with your prison ministry, whatever you want to tell, because you have some powerful testimonies. So I tell you, we are just moving out here. But my testimony, right quick, is about is giving you thanks for praying for, so that you can know that yes, the Lord is a healer. I'm speaking of the healing of my family. I can hear my daughter saying, "Mama, look like the devil is trying to take out every generation." And when she said that, it was something that stood up on the inside of me, and I said, "The devil is a liar. I decree and declare that my family shall live. God, you said in your word that I am blessed, and my seed, which is the boy, is blessed, and my seed is blessed." That's J.D. and Jelani. And God, we decree that they are blessed and that they are healed in the name of Jesus. You want us to be healed. You want us to walk in our healthy places. I decree and declare that my husband of 35 years is blessed. I curse cancer at the root. I decree and declare that we will go forward and live this life for you, Lord. I tell you, I got a fight in me, and I've been had it in me ever since. And so, Jelani, who was born a tiny thing, a little 5 pound, almost five, about 2 weeks out of the hospital, she went back in with RSV, a respiratory virus. And while DeVoe was in the hospital, of course, a baby died from it, and she was on the floor. It was so many children with RSV until they had a floor set aside just for that. And they told me, when you go home, you got to strip down in the garage and take a shower before you can even get in the bed with your husband. It was just that contagious, you all. So I'm here to tell you today and to report to you that Jelani, my grandbaby, and you can call her Princess J, because that's who she is. She has gained up to 2 more pounds. She's 7 pounds. She's stretching out, and she's coming on. She is looking absolutely wonderful. She came home on oxygen. The oxygen tent is gone, and she's doing well. Well, JD was just throwing up, and they you know, just thought that they don't know what's going on with him. And I said, I don't care what you think it is, Satan. You are a liar, and I decree healing in his body as well. And so I thank God for JD's healing, and I thank God for my husband who went out and played racquetball on yesterday. He is just determined to live, and he says, I determine that my family shall live and not die. And David and I, Saturdays ago, did suicide prevention and intervention seminar for 150 women. And he talked about the effect of suicide on children, and I talked about the effect of suicide on women. And we used Lviv samples and gave out the sample packets with our messages on it, and we're getting calls back. And I'm telling you, you can combine and work this business as a ministry, because for David and I, it is a ministry. He's still drinking a lot of Lviv every day, not quite a bottle as he was, but he's drinking a lot of Lviv every day. And we are incorporating the green Lviv because I just, you know, when I'm stuck on something, I'm stuck on the red. So I'm beginning to the green. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. It's time for me to get off and somebody else come on.
Amen for that powerful testimony. Well, it is 6:30, so we are going to go on and be adhering to our time of a 30-minute call, and we are going to keep Pastor Chuck in prayer and find out what's going on and just believe God for the best, because you know he would be here, so something must have happened, but we know God is still our faithful keeper, provider, and protector. And I appreciate so many of you all staying on the call this morning for this time of testimony and celebrating our passing our test. So we're going to have Miss Tiffany come now and give us our closing prayer. It is right at 6, a little minute after 6. So, Miss Tiffany, please go on and seal this powerful time of testimonies with the word of prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless and we glorify your holy name. We just thank you, Father God, for allowing us this time, Father God, to just show, Father God, who you are and how you love us and what you're able to do, Father God. So we trust, Father God, you this day, Father God, that your word is true, Father God. We pray for every situation of health and wellness, Father God, that you would allow us to go to a newer place in you, Father God, for every finance, Father God, that needs to be met, Father God. We pray that you would meet each of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We seek to be debt-free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For everyone who has employment, who's seeking employment, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would bless them with the job that you would have for them, Father God. I pray for those who are already in employment, Father God, that are not happy, Father God. I pray that we would learn to be content, Father God, with the places that you have prepared for us and where you have us to work and to be ministers at, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will bless each business owner, each business, each artist international distributor. I pray that you would advance each of us in our ranks, in our money, in our teams, Father God, in our leaderships, Father God, that truly we will be ministers in the marketplace, Father God. I pray for prosperity and for peace, for revelation and confirmation to be upon us in this day. I pray that as you are transitioning us in this season of transition, I pray, Father God, that you would guide our steps and guide our feet, guide our thoughts and our minds, that we would go the way that your plans say go, Father God. I pray, Father God, for everyone who is sick, Father God, that you would be the healer, Father God. I pray for every procedure and every operation and every test, Father God, to come out with flying colors, Father God. We trust you, O Lord. We trust you with all our hearts, our minds, our bodies and our souls, and we rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We declare and claim that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, because we are conquerors and you have already given us the victory, Father God. We will no longer lean to our own understanding, but we will lean to your understanding, O God. Father God, it's in your will, Father God. We acknowledge you, and we will desire that your plans will be done in our lives. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and glory, and we give this day to you. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Master Call family. We bless you. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. We thank so much, Minister Amber, for opening us up and with the Word of God, and for each and every one of you who have given your testimony. We appreciate you. Thank God for you. And to our Master's Call family, now we encourage you to go out this day and be submitted and let the vessel, let you be God's vessel. For your call to be clear and evident on your life by being that minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day, everybody, and bye-bye.